Good morning. I'd like to talk this morning a little bit about fear. Does any of you have anything you're afraid of? You ever feel fear? Is there anything in particular? Is any of you maybe afraid of the dark? You don't like to go out in the dark? Are you afraid of different things? In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." So he wants us not to be operating under fear, but he wants us to be operating under power and love. And some of the stuff we are afraid of, too, isn't even real. And I'd like to tell you a story this morning that I heard somebody tell of when he was a boy and he lived on a farm. So they had their barn and their cattle, and they would feed the cattle, and then they'd go in and they'd eat supper. And he was maybe 6 or 7, but it was his job after supper to go out and close up the barn and turn out the lights. He was afraid. He was afraid there was monsters in the barn. So he had the light on. He'd look in all the corners and look around, make sure there wasn't any monsters that were going to get him as soon as he turned off the light. He'd go and he'd put one foot out the door, reach back in, turn off the light, slam the door, and run for the house. He'd be like, "Phew, monsters didn't get me again." But sometimes his dad would go along with him. He was like, "That was fun because they could just go out and they could look around, make sure everything's all right in the barn, and then they could turn off the light and walk slowly to the house and didn't have to be afraid." So, the thing that he was afraid of wasn't real. There wasn't really monsters in the barn, but he was pretty sure there was. So, in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again unto fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be glorified together." So, as his children, as that boy wasn't afraid when his dad was along, I know I wasn't as afraid when dad was with me. I wasn't afraid to go outside in the dark and go out to do the chores or whatever. So, now I'd like to tell you another story that happened last weekend. Me and my sister Rosie went out west to Western Maine, and we went for a walk. We went, did some hiking, and we were just walking on an ATV trail. And it was kind of somebody's driveway too, so we were just walking along, and we were going by a house, and this big black dog ran out, barking at us and chasing us. So I was a little bit afraid, and I wanted to run, but I knew that running away, I wasn't going to run faster than a dog, so I better not try running. So I just kept on walking, and after a while, kept on coming after us, and then I turned around and I told it, "Go home." And somebody started calling it. I wasn't sure if anybody was home or not, but apparently they were, and so the dog turned around and went back to the house. But so fear wouldn't have really done any good in that situation. But, still had the tendency to be afraid. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And then in Psalms 56, verse 3, it says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." So that's a good verse, too. So if you remember that verse and can trust in God, then it's good. If we could have prayer before we go back to our seats. Lord, I thank that we can come together here this morning to look into your word, and I thank you what Brother Steve shared and the call to be a light and a witness. And I pray that the fear that wants to hold us back from doing that wouldn't be able to, but that we would be the light and the witness that you want us to be. Pray for these children and all of us as we go throughout the week, that we would be obedient to you and to our parents, and help us to do it out of a love for you. And just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to go back to your parents, thank you.